Hello everyone, myself Aditya, and today I am going to talk on a very different topic, or you can say that it's very important topic. While starting a business, you need to keep in mind that risk is the part of business. Nobody can avoid it. Risk, how to manage a risk? An effective manager need to manage risk. So today I'm going to talk on how we can manage those risks. Risk, what is a risk? First I want to talk about it. What do people think about risk? We have often that heard that higher the risk, higher the profit, lower the risk, lower the profit. But we have not implemented. What is risk? Risk is just a probability. I know you might have heard that probability is that outcome, favorable outcome, what can come. Even eventually risk is also that probability that what can happen. As the future is uncertain, in business, everything is uncertain. In the changing environment, even in every field, everywhere in the universe, nothing is certain. Everything is uncertain. So, the uncertainty leads to probability of things. That what can happen? You can gain even more profit. You can gain even more losses. You can sustain. But how do we need to manage this risk? If risk is a probability, then we need to calculate that risk. Even we can calculate the probability, then how can we calculate the risk? We need to calculate risk by standard deviation. The level of probability and the favorable outcome that we can get from that risk. Okay, these are talked about that what is risk and how can we calculate risk. But it's not the matter that we know what is risk and how can we calculate it. Matter is that how can we manage that risk. We need to manage risk. There is a simple way to manage risk. This is diversification. Diversification. Yeah, you heard it right. Diversification is thing that we need not to invest in only a single thing. You know why? There's a reason behind it. A business can gain loss in times. Any business can be seasonal. Any business can be go in losses with respect to time. But when we are investing in different businesses, then it can happen that we can lose from one business. We can get loss from one business, but from another business we can get profit. If we have source of income from 2 to 3 things, then we have more probability to gain profit. This is the only way to manage risk. We need to diversify our investments. We need to focus on more areas rather than one. We have to invest in more than one thing. If we are investing in shares, we need not to invest in only a single company. We need to invest in more than 2 to 3 or more than 10. It depends upon you, how willing you are to manage the risk. And it depends upon your capability, how you think. How do you need to analyze the situation? How can you make effective use of your skills in managing risk? This is the only way we can manage risk. Thank you. That's all for today.
Good morning, I am Aditya. Today I am going to discuss a topic, a very common topic which everyone knows and you may be familiar about it, that how to be a good leader. A good leader, yeah, you heard it right. A leader, we have heard about many leaders, political leaders, business leaders, but every leader is unique in himself. We have seen that many leaders have came, but they have different leadership styles. That the styles they adopt makes them different from others. Their qualities, their leadership skills make them different from others. Then the question arises that how to be a good leader? Can everyone be a leader? No. Some of them be followers, but not that everyone are followers. Most of them are leaders. But not every leader gets success because they are not good leaders. Then how can we be a good leader? If you are a leader, you may have some qualities which make you different from others. That qualities a leader which have make them different from other leaders. And these qualities make them a good leader. Many authors have defined it in many different ways that a leader can be different from others. He may be strict. He should take decision by his own. He should not involve themselves in their team in decision making. They are known as autocratic leaders, which are very rigid in their decision powers. We have an example of that, Hitler. Hitler was a great example of that leader. But he is not defined as a good leader because he have not did well. He has more potential to do better, but he was not able to do it by his team. Then what are the qualities which a leader can have in himself that makes him a good leader? Let us define it in a very simple way. A leader need to follow some roles. If he may follow it in better way, then it can make him a good leader. I have defined it in three categories, the role of a leader. First one is interpersonal role. Second is decisional role, and third is informational roles. Talking about interpersonal roles, the role which a leader has to do, these are the necessity roles which a leader may or may not wants to do, but he has to do. It's necessary. Interpersonal roles, we have figurehead. A leader is a figurehead. He is the head of team. He is the representative. When a team is represented, he is represented by his leader. If we would talk about anywhere, let's take a very common example. If we talk about a cricket team, India has a very great international cricket team. Always people remember them by their captains, the leaders of the team, like MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli. Virat Kohli is the recent captain of international Indian cricket team. MS Dhoni was called as the one of the most successful leader because of his qualities, and he is the representator of that team. If he may represent it in a best way which he can, makes him the best leader in the world. Second word is lesson. Second quality which exists in the interpersonal roles is lesson. A leader is a lesson of the team. Lesson means the communicator. He has the ability to communicate with all members of the team. He may need to communicate. He need to take everyone's opinions about everything. Maybe a leader don't not exist every qualities. His team, a leader is not a person which have all qualities. He can win matches. He can win get success by himself only. He has the power to get work from his team. If he can communicate with the team, then only he can know the potential which his team exist. So second quality is, if he do it in a well way, he can be a good leader. Then talking about the decisional roles, the most important role, a leader can know his team's potential, his potential. What makes him to get success is the good decisions which he takes in the critical situations. A leader's qualities are described and defined when a critical situation arises in front of him, and what decision he make to get out of that. MS Dhoni is in cricket team. MS Dhoni is called as the most successful captain of the team. Why? Because his of his decision power. He has he know how to take decisions in such critical situation when team is getting losses, how to take him out from that critical situation to the winning situation. These are the qualities which makes him different from other leaders. He know which bowler I have to use in which situation. That decisions he takes, a leader need to take appropriate decision, the right decision in every situation. Secondly, we can say that he's a resource allocator. He know how to use appropriate resources in the team. He know what are my resources, what the potential of my team is, where I have to use which bowler. Then we can say he's a disturbance handler. There may be possibilities that a team gets in some disturbance, in internal or external. A leader has the quality to handle that disturbance, make it correct. This is the basic quality. If he do it well, then he can be defined as a good leader. Then talking about the informational roles. Informational roles are such roles that leaders may have. He know that how to get the correct information. If he may not be aware about the situation, then how will he handle that? He can be the monitor. He know how to monitor the situations about other teams, about the situations. Let us take an example. If a captain of cricket team may not know that what are the situations, what is the pitch, what is situation of pitch, what is the condition of weather, what is the condition of pitch, where seamers will work or the spinners will work, how can he use these spinners? He may be the he should know such correct information about that task which he is going to perform. He should have the information. He should be the monitor. He should monitor all the things which is around his success, around in the path of his success. Secondly, he is the spokesperson of the team. When he has to represent the team, if his team wins, then he has to go in the front and say that I have lead that team and I am the leader and I am going to represent this team. He should know the potential. If an issue arises, a team member is not able to take correct decision, he's not able to speak. He has the will to speak in fear of him. He should lead the team. Leader is not defined as his personal qualities. He is defined with his team. A leader can't be success with alone. From his individual qualities, he is defined with his team. A leader should be always he should be always successful with his team only. Thank you. That's all for today.